pretty much three sugyas. We'll try to get through three, maybe more, maybe less. See what we have time for. So the first one is the first pasuk and the first Rashi. Vehi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shvas reishana vehi me Yaakov shnei chayav sheva shanim barbaim umashana. Zot Rashi lama parsha zu stuma. Lefi shekevin shenifter Yaakov vino nistemu enehem v'libam shel Yisrael mitzaras hashibut sheis chilu l'shabdom. Dover acher shebikesh legalos esaketz v'bono v'nistam imenu. What's Pasha Pshat and Rashi? I'm a Pasha to Stuma. So, what's a Stuma? What's a Psucha? Okay, so, Masechta Sofrim. Here, you have here, the top. And the end of Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Dalet. This is Machlokas what it is, but just see what it is. Psucha Shasa, Stuma, Stuma Shasa, Psucha, Hareza Yigonis. Okay, Nit Geniza if you exchange the two. Ezu Psucha. So the psucha doesn't begin at the beginning of the line. Ve'ezu u'stuma, kol she'niach b'emtza ha'shita. There has to be a space in the middle of the line. The kamia niach b'rosh ha'shita v'tein nekras psucha. How much do you have to leave over at the beginning of the line that should be called the psucha? K'dei lichtov shem shel shalosh osyos. The amount of for three letters worth. V'kamia niach b'emtza ha'shita v'tein nekras stuma. K'dei lichtov shem shel shalosh osyos. Stuma also needs three letters in between. In the middle of the line, that should be called the stuma. And the Gro says here, you can't see very well, but the Gro says here, this is Shitas Tosfos in the Rosh. The Rambam has a different Gersa, where it says Nuschas HaGro, the first wide line, it says Ezo Yipsucho Kol Shehischem Mirosh HaShita. The Rambam holds that Psucho begins at the beginning of the line. The Kam Yaniach Besof HaShita V'yaschil Mirosh HaShita V'tehei Nikres Psucho. How much is left at the end of the other line? And this begins at the beginning of the line. It's called a psucha. Kelichtov shalosh tevel shal shalosh osios. It's because of nine. I think it's the space of nine letters, not three letters. And the same for the stuma. So the chiluk is Rambam holds psucha is the beginning of the line, not like the Tosfos and the Rush. That's the verse in front of us. That the psucha is it's three letters in. And Rambam holds a space of nine letters, and Tosfos and Rush holds a space of three letters. The Rambam here is in Perek Shemini of Hilchos Sefer Torah. Parsha Psucha Yeshlo Shtei Tzuros. Im Gomer Be'emtza Hashita Meniach Shar Hashita Panoi U'maschel Parsha Shei Psucha Mitchilas Hashniyah Hashniyah Kegon Zeh. So there's a space there of nine letters. It begins in the next line. Medvar Amurim Shnishna Shita Revach Kashir Tesha Osios. Needs to be left open space of nine letters. Avam Lo Nishar Ela Ma'at Olam Gomer Besof Hashita Meniach Shita Shniyah Kula Pnuya Below Ksav U'maschel Parsha Psucha Mitchila Shita Shlishis Kegon Zeh. With the tzura there, you skip a line. What's stuma? Parsha stuma. Yesh la shalosh tzuros. Im gomar beemtza shita. Im gomar beemtza shita. Miniach revach kashir. Umaschal lichto besof hashita mitchilas haparsha sheistuma. Ad shi matzei revach beemtza kigon zeh. So in that tzir, there's a space in between, and that's you left nine letters. Im lo nishar min hashita kedei laniach revach kashir. Belichto besof hashita teva achas. Ganiach hakol panoi.
So it always begins in the middle of the line, and if you don't have nine letters open at the end of the first line, you start in the middle of the next line.
Okay, that's Bekitzer Stuma Psucha. You look up top in the Nuschos Kisveyad in the Masechta Sofrim. It's chetzi like the Rambam and chetzi like the Tosfos and the Rush. In you can see it's really the fourth line down. The first word line is Ezo. So it says Ezo ipsucha kol sheischa mirosh ha-shita. That's like the Rambam. That psucha begins at the beginning of the line. Kami yehe besof ha-shita v'yascha mirosh ha-shita v'inich grace psucha. How much has to be left at the end of the line? So it's three letters, not nine letters. That's like Tosafos in the Rosh, and not like the Rambam. So in the Nusach Saviyah, that's a pshar between the two. Now, so with that, so we see that Stuma is that it's written in the middle of the line, either with a revach of Shalosh Tevos, Shalosh Osios, or Teisha Osios. So what does Rashi mean to ask here? So the Mizrahi explains. Lumai said that in our Sifrei Torah, there is no revach between Vayigash and Vayichi. So, I'll pee the dinamit, not a stuma. So, Lama Parsha Zustuma, Rashi means to ask, Mizrahi explains, Maishna Parsha Zu Mishar Parshias, that in other Parshias there is the Revach in between, and Vayechi in the Sifrei Torah, there's no Revach in between Vayigash and Vayechi. And that Rashi answers for that there's any of Stuma here because Nisma name Shal Yisrael. And the Raya, that's the Pshat in Rashi, is if you don't say that, so why did Rashi ask this question back in Vayiga, in Vayetze? Vayetze was the other time we had, that's the beginning of Vayetze is a Stuma. So if really the question was, if really the Pshat is that there was a Stuma in Vayechi, you're asking Lama Parsha Zustuma, Pshuto Kumashmo, so you should have asked that in Vayetze. Vayetze also, we had a Stuma, and Rashi didn't ask anything there. Yeah. And in this Perek Shmini Rambam, he goes through the list, he quotes Vayetze as one of the Stumas. So why does Rashi ask here? Because Rashi doesn't mean to ask, why is this Parsha Stuma? It means that even though this Parsha has a, why is this Parsha different than all the other Parshias, that there's no Revach in this Parsha. Now, how we know Lamaisa that it is Stuma, we'll see later. Now, this Pshat Mizrahi is really Mefurish, it's already Nagos Maimonios. Nagos Maimonios here, it's difficult to read, the bottom, it's Os Gimel. Oh, Masha Kosvim Mixas Nakdonim, Shtei Parshios Barais. Some say that there are two Parshias in the Torah, the Leis Pischa Biroshayan. Really, there's no space in between. And Vayetze and Vayechi. Some say Vayetze has no space. Lo kifnu. It's not the pshat. Ki betchilas Vayetze yesh pesko. Kasher kosov. I don't know what it says, Kasher kosov. But there is a stuma of Vayetze. V'chein isa bebrishis rabba. But Vayechi Yaakov. Mikol parshas shabatora. Mivnei shenistmu inayim mitzoras hashibud. And he says, "Harbei Tamim Dorish Olze v'Chesed B'Medrash Tanchum v'Chen Kasev Rashi V'Ilu B'Vayetze Lo His Krumi Zeklum." No one mentioned anything by Vayetze, because Vayetze the talk is a space. There's a Revach there. And the Pakpik B'Dover. So that's the Gosman Monius. That's the Mizrahi says. That's the Pshat Rashi. Lama Parsha Zustuma. The Inyan of the Parsha Stuma. The Inyan of Nisnui Neim Shal Yisrael. So there's a Pshat that Rashi in the beginning of Vayikra, the second, third Rashi in Vayikra, says that. Their meshamish liken revach lemoshe lehisbonein bein parsha leparsha ubein inyan leinyan kavachomer lehedya. Gives space that Moshe should think about it in between, and kavachomer for us. So shot by us is that here where nistemu einayin ibum shal yisrom itzaras hashibud. It's like you say to someone 10 things all at one time. So there's a whole bilbul going on. So that's why. So there's no revach. There's no space. There's no time to think about what's going on when you get thrown with a bunch of bad news all at once. That's why lamaisa there's no stuma in Vayechi to represent that inyan that it's a whole bilbul and there's no revach lehisbonein because it's as if you got hit with all these things at once. Lamaisa, how do we know that this is a stuma? This is a new parsha. So the Gur Aryeh Tzif Sechamim here say, Kabbalah biyadeinu Ezra was misaken, that this is the beginning of the parsha, and he goes there not to do a stuma. Kabbalah, Ezra made the parshas, and he was goes there not to leave any revach over here. That's how we know that's here. There's a known pshat also from the Bechor Shor in Pesachim that asks, says Makshem Olam, how we know this is the beginning of a new parsha? If there's no stuma here, there's no psucha, it's no anything. So he says the last pasuk in Vayigash is Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'od. So lechora, what's going on? Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'od only happened b'shas shibud. It's kasher yanu ken yirba v'chen yifra. That's b'shas shibud. The shibud only began after Yaakov Avinu was nifter, and Yaakov Avinu wasn't nifter yet because Vayichi Yaakov. So what are you going to say? You're going to say that it's out of order? Good. Emuk the Mukhar B'Torah. Aye, but like the Gemara Mesachim says, that Emuk the Mukhar B'Torah is Davko B'Shtei Parashiyas. But the Parsha Achas, Yesh Muk the Mukhar B'Torah. Dilote Mohochi, what's going to be with Kalo Prat? Prat or Klal? How are you going to know? So Gemara's Raya is that Emuk the Mukhar B'Torah is only Shtei Parashiyas. So Lechor, what's going on? Vayifri Vayibu Ma'od is out of order. It only came after Mises Yaakov. Bal Korchach is a different parsha. Bal Korchach, Shtei Parshios Kasuv Kain. That's the Raya that Vayechi Yaakov is a separate parsha. And on that Rashi, Aslam Parsha is a Stuma. because Rashi knew it was Stuma because of this kasha of Ein Mukdam Mocher B'Torah L'Chor. It's out of order. Bal Korchach Shnei Parshas. That's what was Mechriach Rashi or the Medrash to ask non Parshas is Stuma. That's what the B'Chor Shor says here. And Emsachim, and you know, you can check out every place. Every time there's Ein Mukdam Mocher B'Torah, you have to see that there's a taka a stuma p'such. You have to make sure that every place there's stuma p'such in between those two parshas to make sure that it has a dinner shtei parshas. We got the Ein Mukdam Mocher
B'Torah. Right. So similar like this. That okay. When does the shibud start?
So that's parshas. Islam parshas is stuma.
Rather, or for you, it's when
the end of the parsha. Yaakov Avinu says the end of Perek Memtes. Vayechal Yaakov Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayechal Yaakov Lutzavos Esbonov. Vayesof Ragol Velamita. Vayigva. Vayesof El Omuv. Rashi Misa Lo Nemrubo. Vamru Rabbeinu Zochon Rocha Yaakov Yom Lo Meis. It says Vayigva and not Vayomos. So this is Gemara in Tainus. Gemara in the second page. Gemara in Tainus, Daf Hey Mabez, on the first white line. Basar Deso, after they finished the Suda, Amale Hachi, Amar of Yochanan, Yaakov Vina Lomes. Amale, the Chibichti, Softu Sardania, the Chantu Chantai, the Kabru Kavraya, what was the Hespade and the Chanita? And what was going on with all that? L'chora, the Pesukim say that there was an Indian of Misa here. Amrale Mikra Ani Dorish. Shenemar V'yata Al Tira Avdi Yaakov Nu Mashem V'Altechas Yisrael Ki Nini Moshiach Amirachuk V'Zaracha Me'er Shovim. So Makesh Hu L'Zaro. The Pesuk is Makesh Hu L'Zaro. Ma'zaro B'Chayim Av Hu B'Chayim. So based on the drasha of Makesh Yaakov to Bonov, so the same way Bonov are B'Chayim, so too he's B'Chayim. L'chora the Gemara definitely tzarech bir, because what's going on? L'chora starts off saying lo meis. He has a kasha. They did meisim that were mashma that he was meis. Say that posuk. What happened? He's dead. He's not dead. If the posuk says he's alive, he didn't answer the kasha. What's mikra nidorish? So Rashi says lo meis el chai hu li olam. Takes it literally. Bichdi, did they do this for nothing? V'chi bichinam savtu savtaya? Mikra ani dorish? V'hai dechantu chantaya savurim hayushimeis? That which they embalmed him, they held that he died, but really he was alive. It was their mistake. And same at the end of Rashi Afu B'chayim, it's a nid melehem shemeis aval chai hoya. Really, he was chai.
And therefore, he could do himself and his son.
So Rashi learns...
Happen,
yeah?
He's in a coma?
I don't know. What Rashi says he's chai liyo.
What's the mile of being in a coma?
So we'll see in a second here. We have to see if it's Bedarga Elio. I have to figure out what Darga it is. We'll see in a second, maybe. So then Tos was here, Yaakov in Lomes. V'chein mashma, dichti v'yigva v'loksi v'yamos. That's a diuk of v'yigva, doesn't say v'yamos. Ki mefarish b'sotak v'maisa t'chushim. What's the maisa by chushim? So the maisa is, they went to Ber Yaakov, Yubei Shvatim went to Ber Yaakov in Yisrael, Ras Machpelah, Esav came with a taina, Chushim was deaf, didn't know what was going on, Naftali went to get the shtar, and Chushim said, Mutal Avi Avi Bibizoyon, so he hit him, and Esav's eyes rolled out of his head, they landed into Yaakov's lap, and Yaakov Avinu's eyes opened, and he smiled, and that's the Maisa. Gemara like says, that's the key of the Pasuk of Rivka says, Lama Eshkol Shnechem, Lama Eshkol Shnechem Yom Echad, even though the Misa wasn't on the same day, but the Kvura wasn't on the same day. This day they're burying Yaakov, Esav also died. The Gemara says, Chushim killed Esav. Gemara Gittin says that. Or Misosha Shas, their point is like Margitin. Mara Tosos said that Yehuda was the one that killed Esau. Some say Chushim only hit him. But this Mara holds that Chushim L'chora killed him. So Tosos means here that since Yaakov's eyes were open and smiled, it's mashma that he was alive. L'chora, that's what Tosos means. Commit Farish Mesotaga Maisat the Chushim. Luli Devei Tosos. You could have said, Luli de Ritosos, you could have said that.
Since Yaakov was Lo Meis.
Because if not, let's say we don't write it.
He never really died at all.
Just
only never from the world on the day of his kura.
Only was what?
He only left the world when he was nikbar.
Can you go ahead and collect from Mishabad?
The misa of Yaakov Avinu got the world is his kura.
I don't see it in Tosfos. He's learning Pshutuk Mashmo Lo Mace, doesn't say Mace.
The Raya from the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu lay Mace.
Yeah.
The fact that the Gemara says that
a star can grab Mishabad.
Since Yaakov Avinu's Kavuro is on the same day as Asa.
If it's a Hava based on our word, that doesn't have the ability to go from Mishabad. So because
that's a Raya that Yaakov Avinu lay Mace. That's fine. That's a key among all my Eshkol Gram Shem and Echad.
No.
So why is that to him? Because Yaakov Avinu was like maced. The only way, the only time he was maced was on David's Kura. When he was left the world.
Okay, so let's see the Chachamim.
That's not.
No,
okay.
Rabbanan Savri, the rabbis,
Uli Devar Tosfos, with that Maisa, you could have said, I mean, I thought Pasha, you learned that really. He did die in Derech Neis, Derech, or Derech Moshel, his eyes open, you know, L'chaim the Pasuk, the Gemara says to him, L'chaim the Pasuk. But, you know, Tosos learns that he was alive at the time. Luli Divri Tosos killed the Gemara differently, that it was Derech Neis. So that's Rashi and Tosos. Achronim all go with different Derech, that really Yaakov Avinu died Keragil, and they have different Pshatim, what it means Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Marsha, it says Nefesh didn't die. Cain's and the Ramban over here. It says Chaim here says Belit Tsar Misa. He didn't have any Tsar Misa. Chanukah Satoro says he was Meniach Zaro Kimoso is the Inyan of Lomes. The Guru Aryeh has the Richos here that since Bnei Yisrael are B'chaim Liolam, so it's Kilu, he's also B'chaim. Some say, since the Gemara says Gemiri de Lokola Shifta, that the Shvatim are never gonna perish, and also Lo Mesu Banu Bechayev, that's also Ki'ilu, that Yaakov Avinu Lo Mes. So, Ahura, so those are the two camps. Did Yaakov, is Lo Mes literal, like Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn? Or is it referring to some other Inyan regarding Zara or Nefesh or Tzar Misa? So, Kami Pashup Shat, I think it's more mashmo like Rashi and Tosos, because Lefi the Achronim, so first of all, what do you do with the diuk of Vayigva Velo Vayomos? Lachora, he did die. True, he didn't die in as much as the Inyan that they're saying he didn't die, but you don't need the diuk of Vayigva Velo V'lo Vayomos. Lamai said, why the Torah stress Vayigva V'lo Vayomos? According to them, the Iker Diyu comes from the Hekish, the Gemara says. Mikra Nidorish, Ma Banov B'chai Vavhu B'chai Avlofi. A lot of those Pshatim, it was based on he's alive in as much as Zaro is alive. So even if the Pasuk would have said Vayomos, as long as you have a Pasuk, so you said Vayomos is, it would have been Gevalu. Vayomos is, he died a literal death, and the Drasha tells us that in Zaro, he's still alive. So that's a claim of horror on them. Also, it's just in the Pashut, back and forth of the Gemara. The Gemara starts out Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, as the Kasha, and then says, Mikra Nidorish. It's mashma that Betchila, we weren't coming off of the drasha of the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis is alt the drasha of Mazara Bechayev, Afhu Bechayev, Afhu Bechayim. It's mashma that Mikra, we had some other Makor, some other Yediyah of Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, and then Mikra Nidorish. But it's not mashma that the Lachor from the Pashut back and forth of the Gemara, it's not mashma that the Iker place we're coming from is from the Hekesh. So that would be a riot that we're coming from Vayigva V'lo Vayomos, like Rashi, like Tosfos seems to learn. And then it'll be Mashma Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis Mamish. Now, Bolamai, so, you know, Marsha says, Perish Rashi is the hook to say Svur Hayesha Meis. And also, I found in Sechta Derech Eretz Zut, Derech Eretz Rabban, Derech Eretz Zut. So in Derech Eretz Zuta, in the back of Sechta Avodah Zarah, you have a few of the small Masechta. So Derech Eretz Zuta, the end of the first parak, says, Teisha Nichnasu L'Gan Eden B'Chayehem. Nine people went to Chanuch. And it doesn't mention Yaakov there. So the Choretz Mashma that his Misa was a real Misa. If he was Kain, if he was still alive, to whatever Indian.
His guf definitely didn't go into Gan Eden.
Definitely.
Did not go into Gan Eden. It was buried in the original family. Oh, y'all, their guf went into Gan Eden.
So even if you want to say Lo Meis Mamish. I know with Rashi you have to know.
Well, most of the Lo Meis is very difficult. The Shalom was stuck in his guf.
You're saying if Lo Meis means that he's still alive in
What kind of terrible mahalach is that?
Right. So you have to know what's going on there.
You know, you don't want to be stuck. It's very bad to be mason, lay mason in
So I only do it in arsak peil. If you have learned not to be a low mace, means that it's kein. I mean, I think some want to say it's kein elio, and that inyan. So lechora, it's not in that in that parakama of derech eretz. Now, enough me and lemaisa. What to do with this machlokas if mace or low mace? So Marl Diskin here says a pshat. He says it says mamish in the next pasuk vayipo Yosef al pnei oviv vayev kolo vayishak lo. So the kasha is Sefer Chassidim says that you should not be menashek a mace. You find sometimes different chazal and the kasha, but you should not be menashek a mace. Marl Diskin says there's no problem here. You know why? Yaakov ate a low mace. So he wasn't menashek a mace. Our Chaim says something very simple. Huh? But Yosef kissed him, but Yaakov's not dead.
What about naming after Yaakov Avinu?
I don't know. It's pardon. Yeah. So the Or Chaim says something very similar here to that Marl Diskin, that there's no problem of being menashek mace because Yaakov Avinu is low mace. And he says that the deal of the puzzle, Vishak Lo. Was Vishak Lo? Lo. The heter is Lo, the Yaakov, it's mutter, because Yaakov Davka is Lo Mace. But anybody else, it's probably Vishak Achar Mesa. However, the Pische Tshuva is not this way. In, over here, in Shin Sali Dalad, Yoridea Shin Sali Dalad, see this one piece here, Sikon and Aleph, the Mechaber says, also Skashas Yoser Midai, so he says here, Adam shemes b'no obito al yinashek osam. V'nirali, the davka lebno ulebito osar. Aval the shar mesem muter, k'tichtiv gabe Yaakov v'yevka lo v'yishak lo. Brings a raya that the isser is only yinashek b'no v'nosav, but for everyone else it's muter, the raya from Yosef kissing Yaakov. What's going on? If you say Yaakov yin lo meis, like Marl Diskin or Achayim, so there's no raya from here. There's no Indian. You can't be like any halacha like Gabi Sefer Chassidim. Because he's a chai. Elamai, he only really is dead. And Sarai, Pesachei Tshuva is not. And the hook goes in the Marl Diskin, and he brings that pshat. It's not like the Pesachei Tshuva. Also, the Chido brings a raya that it's Mutar L'Nashek parents that are dead because from Yosef. Kain, this Pesachei Tshuva. Yo.
And we should say you're better than your,
that's why.
Singing
the Marl Diskin and Pisgah and Tshuva.
What?
Who are you saying it?
Now you're going to mess over Jim.
Oh, I'm saying it could be Yaakov Avinu was mace.
Yeah, Pisgah and Tshuva's mashmi definitely was mace.
No,
even if low mace, even low mace mamish, Pisgah and Tshuva mace, that's the raya. Okay.
You use a karka for yourself, but you.
Interesting. Good.
Right, the child is Yosef.
And so the Chidos says that for parents it's mutter, and there's also a different heter of Pshas at the Shas of Misa, there might be a heter also at Pshas Petira to be Menashe. That's also they say from Yosef, like that. Now,
but basically Rosh is saying,
okay, and for who? So Lefi the Pisgah Tshuva comes out the only Isser is for Beno Obito. Lefi, I guess Marl Diskin or Chaim is really also for everybody. Lefi the Chido, it's also for everybody except for Beno Obito and for Horim. So Kol Minei Shitos. I thought to say a pilpul that I don't know if this. I don't think it works in the Pisgah Tshuva or Marl Diskin, but maybe the pilpul will be like this: that there's two problems here, and there's two ways of avoiding it. The problems are. So the ways we have avoided are we have Yaakov Avinu low mace, and we have that the Isser only applies to Beno Obito, but for Horim or anybody else it's mutter. Now aside from the issue of how could you, aside from the Teretz, I'm sorry, so you have, and Teretz is Yaakov Avinu low mace, right, those are Terusim. The Kashas are both how could you be Menashek a mace of the Sefer Hasidim. Now also Yosef was a Nazir, Kalkon Nazir Echov, he was a Nazir. And Nazir is also Tamei Mesa. So how could it be Menashek and how could when you pull Yosef Alav? So you ask the Shiloh, how could he be This is not like Nachum Cheshbon, but you ask the Shaila, how could he be Menashek of his also Sefer Hasidim? So we'll tell you it's only Osir for Beno Bito. But for Horem it's Mutter. I is still a separate problem of Hakim Metami LeMason. And that will say Yaakov Avinu Lo Mase. It's not being Metami LeMason. That could be the Ofen Shel Pulpula, how to maybe say over Komen Eshitas Yachad.
No, so Rashi's saying,
if lo mace or mace, so we'll see in a second that the Indian of Vayas, Vayas la oviv, ovil shivas yomim, of whether we do an out avail shal shiva or to what aspect, I mean, there definitely is, we'll see in a second, there definitely is a possibility that we learn out avail shal shiva from Yosef. So if Yaakov Avinu lo mace, l'chor, what's going on with avail shal shiva?
Therefore,
it'll go to
that's the whole kasha. The worst kasha in Titus.
Yeah. And you're gonna learn out from what they. You're gonna learn out from what they held.
Yeah. They treated him like he was nice. That's the more than Titus
says. Right. Cover. Right. Could have added in. Could have added in v'chi avlu avlaya. Also, you're saying. Yeah. In Tosas, we don't know. But Rashi, here, saying it's not a riot. It works either way. Okay. I mean, if you want to shtim, you could have said that, right? So the Mice the Bavli will see it doesn't learn out from Shiva from Yosef. You say the Bavli the Shitosa holds the Yaakov Yalom Mace, so they didn't want to learn out from there. But okay, we'll see. Okay, so now let's get on to the Inyan of Avela Shal Shiva. So, so the pasuk is in pasuk Yud. So, it's Gemara Moi Katan here. It's like it's the middle paragraph. It says the second line. Minayin v'avela shiva. Hayinu avela shiva dichtiv v'hafachti chagechem la'ovel. Paskin Amos, I believe. Machag shiva af avela shiva. V'imat seres. Okay, so we don't matter that. Okay, the kitzer comes from Hekesh. Chagechem laovel, the chag is shiva, so to ovel is shiva. So zok tosvos ma chag shiva. If you shall me dayek, aim a shmona the chag. Maybe it should be 8 days, like a shmona of chag. Mashali shmini regel bifnei atmohu. Okay, so it's shiva from fachti chagechem laovel. Umevayas laovel. Why is there no raya from Yosef? Tosu says two things. The Hasam kodim kfura hoya. It was before the kfura. We only want to know avelus of shiva achar kfura. There is before the kfura. Uvi yushami mishani. Second teretz the ain lemei mikodim man Torah. The Hasam yushami maisi kray tuva. Yushami brings many other mikoros for shiva. But from this, we don't want to learn out because Ein L'Meim Kod Man Torah, the famous Klal of Ein L'Meim Kod Man Torah, this is one of the main Makoros. It's Tosfos and Boykot and Dafot bringing this to Yerushalmi of Ein L'Meim Kod Man Torah. Now, Legabe Tosfos is first Teretz of you can't learn out Avelos because this Maisa was the Avelos was before the Kfura. Right, the Pesukim, only three Pesukim later, Zvayik Roso Maraste Machpelah. So, look at the Shela Shalom in Shilta Lamed Hey. This is on the third page over here. This is the Shela Shalom. Okay, so you see the last word on the line, about 20 lines up, is Gam Beterutza Shel Tosfos Lo Bachar. You see it? Huh? Yeah? You have it?
They should not see. They should not see my face.
It's like 20 lines up in the Shela Shalom, Gam Beterutza Shel Tosfos.
So, what's the reason? Why did the Rabbanan say you should be pigeon a bed first and then go to the face
yeah?
of Mikdash?
Nothing.
And then no, the
yeah. Gam Beterutza Shel Tosfos Lo Bachar. Ein Sham de Amrin Ben Nazir, Hechi Dami. You're seeing Aruch. Nine lit Fusa Amar Vilmar Kra, Nasasati me Mitzrayim, Tol Imi, take with me, Chasat,
Right, meaning the pasuk.
I can't read that.
Put it in this order.
Garcinon, Omar Kra, Venisasani Mitzrayim, Mimitzrayim, Tol Imi. From Mitzrayim, take with me. The Garcin Hayakut Mikarka Mitzrayim. Told me, take with me Karka Mitzrayim.
I mean, I guess.
We pay a Shravan Bartanur, Kosa Bezalosh, and Lechtevan Assassin in Mitzrayim, Ukvarasani Bekfurosa. Shain Sarah Lomer Mimitzrayim. Why say Mimitzrayim? Elachikamar. May offer shall Mitzrayim told me. Take with me from the offer of Mitzrayim. Then it's Barer, the Yaakov Nikbar Mitzrayim. Hacha Nasuhu Misham Le Eretz Yisrael. He was buried in Mitzrayim until he took him from Eretz Yisrael. He says only a smachta. We don't find in the psukim. We're not going with that pshat. So Kitzur, he says that the Indian of really he was nikvar first in Mitzrayim. So the or on this is from that Gemara in Sota we said before. So apopid the misasim lo haya biyom echad, but kvur haya biyom echad. So it's mashma that the kfura only happened with that maisa where Hushim killed Esav in Maras Machpelah. It's mashma that the chalos of Yaakov's kfura was in Maras Machpelah. It's mashma that there was no kfura beforehand. That would be or on this pshan. That would be, you know, Horatos was right when he said kolim kfura, kolim kfura haya. Also, so there's another shaila on this first heretic Tosfos. And say from Matzevis Moshe Amoy Katan and Daf Chav. He asks on Tosfos, Yaakov inu lo meis. So if Yaakov inu lo meis, then how can you say that the Misa was before the Kvura? And he said, it's not Shaykh Misa kolim Kvura, because this is not a Kvura Gemura, because there is no Misa. Oh, so that's obvious. Or it's not Shaykh, you know, lo meis, it's not Shaykh Avil, what's going on? And also, so it depends if you learn Yaakov Yom Meis or Yaakov Yom Lo Meis. If there was a Misa Mamish like the Acharonim learned, so definitely, I mean, we're going in Tosfos, so before he's asking good Tosfos, so she tells him. But that Tosfos learned that there was Lo Meis Mamish. But if you hold that really there was a Misa, then what's he asking? It's there's Kfura wasn't a Kfura Gemura. But it was a Kfura Gemura. Yaakov Yom Lo Meis is not to be taken literally. That should be all. I call Nichlal B'Tocha Cheshvan. So that's what we have. Now, the second Teretz Tosfos was of Ein L'Meir Yikol Ma'an Torah. So that's the Yishami. There's a Rambam, the bottom of the second page. This is the first halach on Hilchos Avil. Mitzvah Aseh Lis Avil Al Akrovim Shenemar V'Achalti Chatas Hayom. Then he says, So he's misyachis to the pasuk of Avelis of Shiva from Yosef, but he says Nisna Torah v'nischad shahalacha, and the shiloh in the Achronim is Risha Zalman and Pnei Moshe on how to learn this Rambam. So Pnei Moshe learns this Rambam is Mamish the Yerushalmi of Yevim Makor from Vayas Ovil Shivas Yamim. But you can't learn out from that because Ein Amein Mikol Man Torah. And that's what the Rambam means of Nisna Torah of Nischad Shehalacha. And that would stem well with the Rambam in Perish Rishnayos and Chulin that learns that we don't do Mila because of the Tzivoy to Avram. We don't do Gid and Noshe. Because, we don't listen to the Tzivot Gidanosha because of Tzivot Yaakov, but it's all because of from Sinai from Moshe. Then the Torah is Chad Shalocha. We don't follow the Tzivot from before Matan Torah. But lefi that, you're not learning anything out from Vayas of Evel Shivas Yomim. Ram just brings it just to know the pasuk exists, but you're not learning anything from it. This is Amalun, but Etzim you do learn from that, and it's cut down to one day based on the Chaldi Chatas Hayom after Matan Torah. That's the Rambam. Now, in the Etzem Yerushalmi, so what do? We avoid learning from the pasuk of Yaakov and Yosef. We learn out from Vafati Chagechem La'avel, which is a pasuk in Amos. So, what is the choice? It's better to learn from pasuk in Nach than from a pasuk before Ma'an Torah. Is that true? So, how do you know? The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Beis and a few other places that it's that you're kof from the shachar cheti ev cheti ben chorin. Gemara brings the pasuk of Lashevis Yitzra, pasuk in Nach, and Tosfos says, by the way, why did Gemara bring a pasuk of Kruvu? from before Matan Torah.
That's not before Matan Torah.
Pasuk was said before Matan Torah, even though
no,
it didn't.
It's Nishnis Lebenoch, it's
for us also. We can say the same thing by the Avelos of here of Nishnis Lebenoch, and
that was a Maisa kind of Matan Torah. That was a
Tzivah
kind of Matan Torah.
Do I say it's better to learn from a Tzivah when mentioning here? Okay, but Vachtich Gechem also by us is not a Tzivah either. So it's just two. It's the shovel Lagabi. The guy with the Yukon.
Yeah.
So it says,
the Mashmais
for
the Navi. I don't know how the Joshua works. From a Maisa that happened, Kedem Matan Torah, is that a riot? Because, yes, Kedem Matan Torah, they were Navi one way. We should be Navi that way.
Good. Fine. With that by itself, maybe. We'll see not that way. Because. That's Tosfos wants to know why you learn Puruvu. Why you should like my learn Lashav Zitzo? It's better to learn from Puruvu. Also, Rambam I have here, the third page. I'm sorry, last page. In Hilchos Ishas Paragudaloch Yizalad, the guy Din of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Rambam says here, around the middle. Then the pasuk by Lavan, we learn out the inin of Em Arvid Simcha B'Simcha. The Bavli brings from Pesukim by Shlomo, Pesukim in Nach, and we learn out from this pasuk before Matan Torah. And here also, this is not a tzivoy, Malei Shavua Zos. With the Connor and Minog, we'll see, but not a tzivoy. And there's a difus to learn from the pasuk of Torah before Nach. So what's going on here that the Bavli has an adifus to learn out from Nach before Matan Torah? Also in the Yushalmi itself, there's a stira. Well, Yushalmi says in the Meimik Matan Torah Legabe Bayas of the Shemesh Yamim. This Rambam of Eim Arvid Simcha B'Simcha we learn from Malei Shavua Zos is a Yushalmi. So you learn out Yushalmi from Lavan Kavachomer. You learn out before Matan Torah from Lavan. The Indian of Eim Arvid Simcha B'Simcha, Kavachomer from Yosef Atzadik, you shall learn out the din of Avela Shivas Yamin. So see the Yushalmi inside. Yushalmi, there's two ones on the second page, one on the third page. The second page first. Says, second line, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Shammah Lo Min Hada, Malei Shavua Zos. So that's Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. And the third page, the Yushalmi says here, at the bottom of the third page, Minayin le'ovil min haTorah, Shiva, Vayas le'ovil evil Shivas Yamin. And where it says, V'lemedin dover kodon matan Torah. Are you going after before matan Torah? Tosfos here says, V'chi le'medin kodon matan Torah. Here it's V'lemedin dover kodon matan Torah, but ofen kushya. And then, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha learns that from a different makor, Shem Rav Zeira, Pesach Ol Moed, v'chule. So you could have told me that it's two different days in the Yushalmi, but it's Rav Yaakov Bar Acha who learned out Malei Shavua Zos from Lavan. He's the next one in Lagabe Avela Shal Shifa who does learn that from Vyas of Avel Shivas Yamim. Rather, he was one of them that asked the Chimei and Korban Torah and brings a different pasuk. So, forget about Stirin Yishami, it's the Stirin Yaakov Baracha, he learned that from Mount Torah or not.
Right, because it says, Heter Rechem means the first of the womb. Right?
Also, on the Etzim Inyan of learning out from Korban Torah, back in that Sheva Shalom, there's a nice Rishima of times where we do learn that from before Matan Torah, not like the Yushalmi. You see in the Sheila Shalom there, about six lines down, V'hinei b'terutza shel ha-Yushalmi ikal medok. A few lines down, Sheila Shalom. Sheharei kam v'kamadim yafinu kum Matan Torah, v'efori ezemehen, b'ksuvis yafinu nosnin, Zman lebesul yubes chodesh. V'chein she'en marvin simcha besimcha darish b'yishalmi. Midam melavon malei shavua zos. Har yishalmi yafmo yalpi kol man Torah. And it gives a whole reshima. God's reshima. And Beis HaOtzar of Yosef Engel, Mamash in the beginning, Aleph Dalet, goes through the whole inyan of if we do or don't learn from Matan Torah, And the Emek Shiloh over here, on this Shilta Lamed Hey, the Emek Shiloh also tries to miyashev when you do and when you don't want now. From before Ma'an Torah. Now the Shiltas here, we feed the Shiltas here, we have a Teretz, the Kasha. Shilta Lamed Hey, you see it's on the...
What the law is discussing over there...
Yeah. So, Shilta. The Iluman, the Mesle, Mesa, Mechayv, the Mesa, the Lobbe, the Lusa, Shiva Yomen, Dichtiv, Vayas, the Ovid, Evil Shivas Yomen. It starts, the Shilta first brings out Makor from Yaakov and Yosef, and he says, Vidilma Shani Yaakov, Mishum Dahavi, Choshev, Avdele Milsi Yasera. There's no Raya from Yaakov because since he was Choshev, Avdele Milsi Yasera, Elame Hocha, there's a new Makor from Favachni Chagechem Lo Ovid. So with this Shiltas that we say that really you would have learned out from Yaakov, just that Shani Yaakov, the other Milsi Yasera, so we can answer a couple of our kashas. Liolam Lemeini Kodimat Torah. Shani Yaakov, the other Milsi Yasera. And also we asked, isn't it better to learn out from before, isn't it better to learn out from pre-Matan Torah instead of Nach? And the Chanami. But here we can't learn out because Shani Yaakov, the Abdullah Milsi Yasera. Agavan, Inyan of it, it's better to learn out from pre-Matan Torah or Nach. There's a Rabbeinu Chananel and Yuma Daf Chav Ches that might be Mashma that's better to learn out from Nach. We have to work out, I guess, if there's any Gemara's Mashma not that way, but so far we only seem to bring from the Rambam not that way, maybe Tosfos. So that's the Shiltas.
What, by not
no. Side, what? Right, Yishami is going in and made him a Korban Torah. It's not in the Yishami. The Chasam Sofer I don't have it here, but on the Ha'or of the Yishami, he wants to say a Pshat, what's the chil between Malaysia and Zos, where we are Lomi before Ma'an Torah in the name of Simcha B'Simcha, but we don't learn out Avela Shal Shiva? He says, not like Tosfos. Really, we are the main Mikon Torah. And Shani Yosef, that there it was a Minhog. You don't learn that from a Minhog before Matan Torah. But Maleshvu Zos was at the Kondam Mekubal, the Mayhem, to have Shivas Yamim. And for the Kondam Mekubal, you couldn't learn that from Matan Torah, but for Minhog, you can't. That's what the Chasam Sofer holds. It's not like the Ramban. The Ramban by Maleshvu Zos understood that the Indian of Emar Ben Simcha B'Simcha Gabi Sheva Bracha Shivas Yomim was a Minhog B'Mehem. You use the Lashon of Minhog there. That was the Kondam Mekubal. So the Chasam Sofer is not like the Ramban, the Chora. That's what the Chasam Sofer wants to say to you. That's the Chasam Sofer wants to be asked. And like I said, Emek Shiloh here also gives a teretz. And also, on the Ibitz in Moikotten says on his own, maybe this case by Yaakov is different because of Avdulei Milsi Yaseira. Really, you do learn from Ma'an Torah. Not like the Yishami. He doesn't quote the Shiltas. I don't know if he's Machadim, just didn't give the Marmok, but the Ibitz on that Gemara also says like the Shiltas. Now, you see here on the page number 3, on the right side, there's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar here, in the middle, says Rabbi Yossi Omer. See Rabbi Yossi Omer? Shivas Yimei Ha'ovel Minayin and Lumeiden Mi Yaakov Inush. Also Lo Yosef Shivas Yimei Ha'ovel. Shememar Vayas Ha'ovel Evel Shivas Yomer. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Taka seems to learn out from Yosef and Yaakov, the Indian of Shivas Yimei Ha'ovel. The Torah Tumimah, in fact, wants to suggest that the Girsa of the Yishami is not V'chi L'meinu Mikol Ma'an Torah, it's V'chein L'meinu Mikol Ma'an Torah. Wants to put in the Yishami that really we do learn out from before Ma'an Torah. And you have, it's not possible to make that here's a change, but in the Pirkei Elazar, you definitely have a Makor for Shiva Yimei Avelos from Yosef. It's interesting to know, it's chashuv because we saw the Rambam holds the first day of Avelos is Daraisa, and some hold it's the Rabbanan. The Rosh in the second parak of Brachos brings from the Gaonim that Shiva Yimei Avelos is Daraisa. And the Rosh is cholik on him, that we don't find such a Makor, that you should have Shiva Yimei Avelos being Daraisa. But with this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and the possible change of gears in the Yerushalmi, the Makor Taka is from Bayasla of Evel Shivas Yomim, you have a Makor for Avela Shal Shiva. And lastly, there's a Mefarish, you know, in Nozir, last page here, on the left side of the last page, Elabel Avela Shal Shivas Yomim, the ikra velos enu el yomecha. The chiv v'achrisa kiyomar. This is daf tes vavim beis nazar. El rabbanan tiknu zayin. The samchu akro kechtiv v'yas ba'av of evil shivos yama. So the farish is going that it's only samchu akro. Rabbanan tiknu. But he quotes from v'yas ba'av of evil shivos yama. Marthias asks other rabba. The Yishami says v'chiv meyin kol man tor. We don't learn now. We're madcha. We don't learn now from v'yas ba'av of evil shivos yama. But once we have other makoros that Yitaka might be able to learn out from Avelos Shal Shiva, if he had the Pirkei of Ozer, I don't know if Mefarsh is coming from that Pirkei of Ozer, that's some Kwa Shiva, but definitely are makoros that you might be able to learn out from Shiva from Yosef.
Okay. That the first